The longest-serving alderman currently in Bloomington wants to add 4 more years to the council. 6th Ward Alderman Karen Schmidt says she is seeking a 6th term.
I really feel that there's some unfinished business, things that I've been working on, things the city's been working on. I'm excited for where we're going in the future. I think we have some tough decisions ahead of us, and I have enough history and enough passion for this community that I'd like to keep it going.
Any incumbent runs on their record.
Yep.
What are you going to emphasize?
I think that I've been somebody who listens very carefully to people. I pride myself on seeking input from my ward and across the community when necessary. And I think I've really listened and delivered on the ideas that people have given me. So it's an issue more for me of knowing that I'm representing the people in this community, and I think I've done that well.
Can you cite a couple of instances where you believe the interests of your ward and the interests of the city at large may not completely align?
Certainly, some of the issues that are citywide are not specific to Ward 6. And infrastructure, for example, is incredibly important to the older parts of town, including downtown and Ward 6. And I would be advocating, as I have for a long time, for resources for that. And that may not be what they need, say, on the east side. There may be competing interest for economic development on another part of town.
Since Mayor Stockton was mayor, some issues have become more contentious. The debate among aldermen and with the mayors has been a little tougher to get to resolution. How do you see that playing out over in next term if you are elected, and what is your role in managing that?
First of all, I would say that Bloomington City Council has always been a group of individuals that has voiced its opinion and been very clear about where we stand. I think any resident in Bloomington, regardless of what they think or, you know, how they view an issue, will see themselves in one of us or one or more of us. And I'm not sure that's a bad thing. We have our conversations out in the public. My commitment is always to treat people with respect. And when sometimes that doesn't happen, you get up the next day and you resolve to do better. I don't always agree with my colleagues, and I know they don't always agree with me, but I know I want to work with them because that is what our constituents expect from us, and that's how our community operates the best. It's our job to lift our community up.
One of the city council candidates, Josh Barnett, referred to what he sees as council dysfunction. Would you address his concerns about how to have a constructive dialogue that doesn't let past differences linger?
Josh is not the only person who's made that observation, and I'm not necessarily sure I agree with that. I know that we have our disagreements and they're public. Sometimes they're highlighted by the media, and they overshadow the many, many good things that we do together and the way that we do work together. As I say, I think that I'm not alone in wanting to be respectful and to continue to listen to new ideas from around the council horseshoe as well as from across the community.
Alderman David Sage has now announced that he is not running again.
Yes.
How do you think that will change the dynamic on the council, if at all?
I don't know. I certainly know Georgine, and I know she brings a lot of enthusiasm and knowledge to the table. I think there may be one other individual who is about to announce. So, you know, we'll let the citizens of Ward 2 figure that out. I always look forward to working with new people, and I always learn something from another council member.
It has been an extraordinarily tough couple of years on the budget front. and will likely remain so for the next several years. Not, of course, asking you to commit to any particular cuts or rearrangements of priorities on the city operations. What are some of the things you think most need to be discussed?
What we need to do is to be sure we're prioritizing infrastructure and paying for that, as well as for our staff, our resources, you know, our staff resources, pensions, that kind of thing. One area that I know we should probably put some resources into is economic development. And a kind of core part of that is our infrastructure, and I want to include in that technology, because I think if we create an environment where entrepreneurs and businesses can flourish, then that is going to lift everybody up, not just the city, but our schools and the rest of our community. So that's something I want to make sure that we're prioritizing. I think that we can do a lot more with collaboration with other government bodies, with the county, with the town of Normal. And I think that we may be in, I don't know what specific areas of service we provide that might be more cheaply provided to our citizens by the private sector, but I think we should look long and hard at that as well. It's pretty easy for governments to continue to take on responsibilities, but at the end of the day, what we're being called on to do is to be good stewards of money that our residents are asking us to invest in our community. And we need to have the conversation with the people who are the stakeholders, the people who are the investors. And you know, there's not a lot of fluff necessarily, but I do like some of the conversations I'm hearing Mr. Gleason begin to have with us about where we might collaborate, where we might kind of pull together.
Where?
I'm not ready to talk about those yet. I think that's his story to begin to lead. That's his job as a city manager to make those observations. The number one thing I hear, number one, two, and three, is infrastructure. And I'm sure he's heard that too. And I think one of the ways we can help with that is also to make sure that we're putting the right resources in place with economic development.
Karen Schmidt has served almost 20 years on the Bloomington City Council. She faces opposition next April from community organizer Jen Carrillo.